You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
Thank you very much for your time with us, Mr. Bo, and welcome to The Weekend View. We send our condolences to your organization, but it is a great loss for the country, the loss of Dr. Peko. Your memories and your legacy as you reflect on the life of Dr. Peko this morning.
Good morning to you and all the listeners of SAFM, and thanks for having us today. Indeed, it's a great loss to the Pan-Africanist Congress of Azania, the PAC. We worked very well with Dr. Peko. He was a Pan-Africanist adherent. He was a leader par excellence. He was an inspiration to all of us as ordinary members and young upcoming members of the PAC. The way he articulated the PAC position on various aspects was unmatched. And we are very saddened as an organization. And we also convey our message of condolences to the family, to all those that were close to Dr. Peko, those who have learned a lot from Dr. Peko, his friends and the friends of the family. And we are saying we are very sad as a PAC.
When you think about his legacies and the ideas around Pan-Africanism, the issues of land and so on, given where the country is currently, how important is it that the country reflects on what some of those ideas are? Because and many of them have been lost along the way, given the direction the country has taken. In your view, how should we reflect on his legacy, particularly in this moment in the country as we head into what is truly a critical election?
The good thing about Dr. Peko is that he was a prolific writer. He documented a lot of things that were happening during the liberation struggle in this country and what the PAC stood for. In Parliament, he clearly articulated what is the PAC position on various aspects, in particular the issue of the land, emphasizing that the struggle in this country was about the land and the return of the land to African people. And we should take that as a legacy that he leaves behind for all of us. As we approach these elections, we see now there are many other organizations outside the PAC who are now articulating the issue of the land. Probably the message of the PAC is beginning to resonate more with the South Africans and some other leaders in our country, even the erstwhile leaders who were in Parliament, who used to joke and laugh when Dr. Peko articulated the issue of the land, who thought that the land is not that important, are now saying the same. And we believe that that is the legacy that he is leaving behind. And as the PAC, it's up to us to take the baton and move forward.
Thank you very much for your time with us this morning. That was Apa Powe, Secretary General of the Pan-Africanist Congress of Azania.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.